we become part of the Trinity in that view. Other Word Faith teachers have reiterated the heresy. Charles Capps writes, quote, "I have heard people say those who confess God's Word and say the promises of God over and over are just trying to act like God." Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Act as God would in a similar situation. What did he do? He spoke the thing desired. Earl Polk, another of them, wrote, quote, "Until we comprehend that we are little gods and we begin to act like little gods, we cannot manifest the kingdom of God," end quote. Robert Tilton also calls the believer, quote, "a God kind of creature, designed to be as a God in this world, designed and created by God to be the God of this world." Benny Hinn adds, quote, "the new creation is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. The new man is after God, like God, God-like, complete in Jesus Christ. The new creation is just like God. May I say it like this? You are a little God on earth running around." And then Hinn responded to criticism of such teaching this way. He said, "Now are you ready for some real revelation knowledge? Okay, now watch this. He laid aside his divine form so one day I would be clothed on earth with the divine form." Kenneth Hagin has a teaching. A lot of people have problems with it, yet it is absolute truth. Kenneth Copeland has a teaching. Many Christians have put holes in it, but it's divine truth. Hagin and Copeland say, "You are God. You are God's." Oh, I can't be God. Hold it. Let's bring balance to this teaching. The balance is being taught by Hagin. It's those that repeat him that mess it up. The balance is being taught by Copeland, who's my dear friend, but it's those that repeat what he says that are messing it up. You see there, brother? When Jesus was on earth, the Bible says he first disrobed himself of the divine form. He, the limitless God, became a man that we men may become as he is. End quote. You'll notice in this that they land on the verses that indicate that we enter in and participate in some of the things that are true about God. But they take it to the extreme where we become God. We do participate in the love of God, don't we? And in the righteousness of God. And enjoy the grace of God. But are not God. Kenneth Hagin says, quote, "If we ever wake up and realize who we are, we'll start doing the work that we're supposed to do. Because the church hasn't realized yet that they are Christ. That's who they are. They are Christ. Now we're not only God, we're Christ." Thus have the Word Faith teachers agreed to depose God and put us in his place. From that basic error flow all the fallacies. Why do they teach?